we went to mute. Can we just mute everybody? There's some noise in the echo. So I have to apologize that these Makaros came out very, very late in the day. It was the fourth Talmud I had to ask to do. People are very busy these days. But Chanukah applies to other things. This is my fourth string Talmud who did it. He's a great guy, but he had to do it at quarter 8 at night. So I have to apologize that it's not Haschus al Nisim. It's a great Schus to say al Nisim, but it's mostly Haskaras al Nisim. And then the last I checked that Ritei doesn't exist. It's supposed to be Ritei. So otherwise, we're off to a good start. Two mistakes in the first line, but you know, the world will go on. There is a story. I'm not really sure whether it's a true story or not, but it definitely is the story you have to tell this coming weekend, which is really going to be the topic of Ashiya. I think it's known as the Mrs. Cooperman story, if I'm not mistaken, that there was an elderly woman in a shul at one time who she would come every day to davening, and she would stay very, very long. The davening meeting would end after a half hour, and she would go in there for hours on end. So finally, the rabbi in the shul asked her, well, what is she, like, well, how much kavanah, what is she davening? So she said, Rabbi, let me explain to you the problem. The problem is that the sitter is so confusing. It says, this time of the year you say this, and in Rosh Chodesh you say this, and in Chanukah you say this, and in the winter time you say this, and in Matzah Shabbos you say that. I can't keep track of what I'm supposed to be saying. So I decided that every day I will just say the entire sitter. And that way, HaKadosh Baruch will take whichever words are appropriate. He'll take whichever ones are not. He'll discard. So it takes me a long time. I say every day, Baruch Hinafshin, every day, Mizmoshir after davening, and every day I say Hallel, and every day I say Tachan, every day I say Malkeinu, I say Slicha. It's a long, 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 long davening. So again, I can't tell you for sure whether that story is true, but the follow-up to that story is that every couple of years, there's what we call a Mrs. Cooperman Shabbos, and that's the Shabbos, when you say everything in the book. You say Ritzeh, you say Yalviyav, you say Alanisev, you just keep on going benching, takes about 10 minutes. Just to say, Mama say everything, the davening just never ends on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. So I thought we'll talk a little bit about these three Haskaras, the three different things that are added to the davening, the three major components that make up the special Shemoneh Esrei for Shemoneh Esrei, benching really, for Shabbos, for Rosh Chodesh, and for Chanukah. So let's begin, start with Chanukah, start with the first one. So the first Siddur Mamakomos, Rashi is having a comment about a very, very famous line in Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara quotes the Braisa all about the origins of Chanukah, the Braisa of from Megillas Taanis, by Chanukah. So the Gemara concludes, the Braisa concludes with the words, Asom Yom Tov Mahal Avodo. After describing the great miracles, and the Nisim, and the Muhammad, and the Pachashev, and everything. So Asom Yom Tov Mahal Avodo. So the Chachomim instituted the days of Chanukah to be days of Halo Avodo. So Rashi explains, what does Halav Al-Dor mean? So Rashi, interestingly enough, begins what Halav Al-Dor don't mean. Lo shasur b'malocha. So the first thing Rashi says is that there's no Issa Malocha on Chanukah. So why would one have thought there's an Issa Malocha? Because the Lashon Yom Tovim has a little bit of a connotation like a Yontif. It sounds like it's a potential Issa Malocha. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, that when they instituted Purim, they wanted it to be a Yontif. It says in the Megillah, they try to make it as a Yontif, and then at the end of the day, it failed. Even Purim didn't really become a real Yom Tov in terms of Issa Malacha. So Chanukah was never even planned. There was never even a Hava meaning that should be a Yom Tov in the sense of Malacha. So what does it mean, Yom Tov Mahalav Odo? Shalom Nikvu El Likris Halav Lomal Anisim Odo. So the two things that the Beis Din Shchashmonaim did do, the Beis Din Shemoneh Esrei did do, is that they were kaveh the days to be days of Halel and days of Hodo. Halav means the recitation of Halel. And Hodor means saying of Allah Nisim. So it's clear from Rashi that the Iker Takonis Chashvinoim, the Vitro Takon of Chanukah, had these components to it. It had the components of Halo to it, and had the components of recitation of Allah Nisim. However, if one looks in the Rambam, in the beginning of Chas Chanukah, the Sechel Marmakomos, so the Rambam also introduces Chas Chanukah by telling you the whole story of what happened. It's the only Yontif that the Rambam gives you a little bit of a history lesson. The Rambam begins Hilchos Megillah by telling you how to read the Megillah. The Rambam begins Hilchos Pesach doesn't tell you about Yetzias Mitzrayim. He tells you about Chametz and Matzah. How come the Rambam begins Hilchos Chanukah with the first halacha telling you what happened? So the answer is very simple. That the Rambam writes in his introduction to Mishneh Torah that his primary goal was to write a sefer that if a person has this sefer, no matter where they are, they're in a desert island, if they have this sefer, they'll know anything and everything there is to do to be a Jew. You know, all the halachas, every possible halacha that will come every year away, you know what to do. Says the Rambam, all you need is, you need a Sefer Torah, you need a Chmish Chumash Torah, you need a Tanakh, you need Torah Mechsaf. If you have a Tanakh and my Sefer, says the Rambam, so then technically speaking, you'll know whatever there is necessary to know how to be a practicing Jew. So here the Rambam is bothered with the problem. The Rambam says that if the person only going to read Mishnah Torah, only going to read Tanakh, he's not going to have a clue why you're lighting near his Tanakh. Why are we observing Pesach? The Rambam doesn't have to tell you why I'm observing Pesach. You read in the Chumash why I'm observing Pesach. The Rambam doesn't have to tell you why you're observing Purim. You read in the Megillah Esther. It's part of Kisvei HaKadosh, part of Tanakh. You know why you're observing Purim. But Chanukah, you're going to be scratching your head. Why is the Rambam telling me to light candles? Why am I saying challah for? What happened? So the Rambam has to fill in the gap and tell you historically, oh, by the way, my Chanukah, and he quotes the Braisa from the Sefer Shabbos about the background, the miracles of Chanukah. So the Rambam, in concluding this history lesson, tells you, because of this, the Chum of that generation instituted, first of all, the Rambam adds the word simcha that doesn't appear in the Gemara. Hallow does appear in the Gemara. So comes Rambam and is clearly paraphrasing the Braisa of Kovim Yavim Tovim B'Halav Hodah. So the Rambam talks about Hallel, but he talks about Neiris Chanukah, but Amit Hodah. Where did the word Hodah come? So one of two conclusions. Either the Rambam assumed that Hallel and Hodah are really the same thing. They're both just ways of saying the recitation of Hallel, and he already said that to say Hallel. Or maybe the Rambam held that Neiris Chanukah somehow or a Kiyum of Hodah. It's a nace thanking Hashem for what he did. So it's unclear exactly where the Rambam put Hodah into the mix. But one thing is very clear, the Rambam did not say anything about saying Hallel Nisim. The Rambam does not mention anywhere in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah any mention that Chashbonoim instituted the recitation of Hallel Nisim. So this is in direct contrast to Rashi. Rashi said that the original takana was when we daven Ma'ariv, those who did that Ma'ariv, those who did that Ma'ariv after the Shia, when you said the words Hallel Nisim, you were fulfilling the takanas Chashbonoim, the takana based in the goal, based on Chashbonoim of the coming of Tova Hallel Vodah. According to the Rambam, I didn't say anything about that. The Rambam does it. He talks about saying Hallel, talks about lighting neighbors, doesn't make a mention to you there of the reciting of Alan Nisim. So where did Alan Nisim come from? So why are we saying Alan Nisim? If the Chashbonoim didn't institute it, why do we say it? So if we take a look at the third of the Rambam Kavos, the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah and the Vav Min Aleph comments in the Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Chi Bayom Mevarach Nesav Balayla Mevarach Nesav. The only made brachas bayom. What does the pasuk mean? Brachim yom yom. Ela ba lo melacha b'chol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein b'chasav. What this pasuk comes to teach us is that every day you should bless the Kodesh Baruch Hu, praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the uniqueness of that day. What does it mean, uniqueness of that day? So Rashi on the spot explains that on Shabbos you should praise Hashem for Shabbos. On Yontif you should praise Hashem for Yontif. Corollary, on Purim you should praise Hashem for Purim. On Chanukah, you should praise Hashem for Chanukah. In other words, this has nothing to do with the takana of Chanukah. This is not unique to Chanukah. There was no takana of Chag with the base of the Chashmonoim to say Al HaNisim. The reason why we say Al HaNisim is no different than the reason why we daven Shabbos to Kishpon Esrei. No reason why we mention Rosh Chodesh, no different than we mention Rosh Chodesh, no different than mentioning Yom Tov. There's a din in Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Brachos dictates to us, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom is a mechayiv in Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Brachos to be Baruch Hashem kol yom eina ma'ira. So you have a major machlokes now between Rashi and the Rambam. Why do we just say Al HaNisim? Are we saying Al HaNisim the same way there are three mitzvahs of Chanukah? There's the mitzvah of Lochus Neiris, there's the mitzvah of Hala, and there's the mitzvah of Al HaNisim. That's how Rashi presents it. And according to the Rambam, no, there are only two mitzvahs of Chanukah. The mitzvah of saying Hallel and the mitzvah of lighting menorah. So the saying of Al HaNisim is not doing Chanukah. The saying of Al HaNisim is part of a regular din Lochus Tefillah, Chol Yom Biyam, Tein Lam Ein Bechosim. So this machleik is Rashi and the Rambam now will impact on the next of the Mamre Kamos, the fourth of the Mamre Kamos, the Gemara in Shabbos of Chavdal Menalef. Yeah. The Gemara has a question, Should we even be saying Alanisim in benching? In Tefillah, the Gemara is not even questioning that. We all know we say that. The Gemara itself says explicitly, everybody knows you say Alanisim in Tefillah, but the Gemara is not so sure, should you say Alanisim in benching or not? What's the Shaila? Kevan the Midrabbanan hu lomit karimu. Maybe you can argue, Chanuk is only Midrabbanan anyway, so it's not so harsh, it's not so important. It's not like Rosh Chodesh, it's not like Chol HaMoed, it's not like Shabbat. So it's not so terrible if you don't mention it in benching. Or maybe no. Maybe we should really make a fuss of saying it. We should go out of our way to say it. Because after all, by saying it, we're going to accomplish something in terms of pursuing Nisa. So we're sitting around and benching, and everyone gets the Al-Nisim and says, Al-Nisim, that's a pursuing Nisa. So what's the answer to the question? Are you required to say Al-Nisim and benching or not? So most of us would think, of course you are. Haraya. Didn't I say it at lunch today? Didn't I say it? Of course, everyone knows. Who say Al-Nisim? Not so simple. So Amar Rav, Amar Rav Schayi, Amar Rav Huna, Eino Maskir. You're not required to say Al-Nisim and benching. That's the din. The Imbola Haskir, but if you want to, Maskir Bodah, then you have a right to. Now, it's a chiddush. Usually, if you're not supposed to say something in tefillah or benching, saying it would constitute a hefsek. So here the Gemara says, no. Not only is it not a hefsek, it's a nice thing. It's a beautiful thing. If you want to say Al-Nisim someday, it's a rishus. So it's a strange din. In tefillah, you have to say Al-Nisim, for whatever reason. In benching, you don't have to. But in Bola Haskir, if you choose to do so, then at least do it in the right place, in the bracha of Hodah, bracha of Nodah. Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Ikla Lebei Rabba, Sabal Ad Kur B'Beni Mishalayim. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda once was president of Rabba's house, and he was about to say Al-Nisim in the bracha of Beni Mishalayim, which is where we usually stick things in. That's where we put Ritzayz in, that's what Yalviyoz in. So he thought that would be the best place to put Al-Nisim in. Omu Rav Sheish says, no, Kitfila. That Al-Nisim in benching, even though it's only Rishos, follows the pattern of Tefillah. But Tefillah Baldah, if it's a Mazda Baldah, just as in Tefillah, it's in the Brach of Modim, it's like a not in Ritzay, it's not like Yalav Yavo is. So too, in benching, it should be in the Brach of Nodim, not in the Brach of Rishalayim. So even though the Gemara wasn't 100% sure whether you're supposed to be saying Al-Nisim in benching, the Gemara's conclusion was, you're not really, but if you want to, that's a wonderful thing to do. So Tosfos of the fifth of the Gemara Makamos picks up on the following question. Tosfos says, why was it so obvious to the Gemara that in tefillah you do and in benching you not? What was the chiluk between tefillah? Tefillah is a real din and benching is not a real din. So it says Tosfos in the fifth of the Gemara Makamos, the tefillah pshita lei demaskir, which is the tefillah b'tziburu, the ikir persume nisa. The reason why the Gemara was hemming and hawing and hesitating, why maybe you don't have to say al-nisim benching, what's the point? What do you accomplish? Who's listening to your benching? The guy's eating his bagel and tuna fish in his office for lunch. So who's hearing him bench so loud? Tefillah, the whole tzibur is davening together. The shlach tzibur, the whole taram, the whole drobam. So that's what's considered to be more of a pursuing nisa issue. So what do you see from this Tosfos? Tosfos is explaining why is it that tefillah for sure requires al nisa benching? Maybe yeah, maybe no, but not 100% sure. So Tosfos threw in this factor pursuing nisa. So how does this Tosfos sit in light of the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam? According to the Rambam, that the Mechayev of saying Al Anisim Inuchas Tefillah has nothing to do with Chanukah. It's not a Chanukah Tekedin. It's not a Pesuk Anisim Din Bechlal. It's Inuchas Tefillah Tekedin. Would anybody say the following? Oh, we really, really have to say Yal V'Yavu on Rosh Chodesh and Tefillah. You know why? The Pesuk Anisim. Pesuk Anisim for who? What's the Pesuk Anisim on Rosh Chodesh? According to the Rambam, the saying of Al Anisim in tefillah is not really persume nisa kind of halacha. It's not really a Chanukah din. It's not unique to Chanukah. It's a din klali in uchas tefillah. So what kind of svar is that? Ika more persume nisa. Yeah, persume nisa. Mach papa for persume nisa. So for the fact that Tais is putting persume nisa to the cheshbon, they seem to be siding with Rashi that the reason for saying al anisim in hilchos tefillah shmon esrei right, is really a Chanukah din. And therefore, it's subject to the limitations and the rules that govern Pesuma Nisa. And that's why the Gemara is smart to say, El Maschada, that is the fact, that it's more important to say it in Tefillah than in benching, because benching is not such a Pesuma Nisa. So,
according to Tosfos, why do you say it in Salah Shmoneh
Esrei with Pesuma Nisa? Right, nobody hears you. So, the stuff of the word is when you have 10 people getting together, everybody knows that you're saying, because people daven a little too loud. Everyone knows we're all singing it together, so that's a little bit more. That's a little bit of a Pesuma Nisa. Not much, a little bit.
It seems though that Tosfos has to go out of its way to say that it's persuming. Otherwise, the obvious would be that it wouldn't be
Right, right. But according to the Rambam, it's a no-brainer. You have to say it. According to the Rambam, it's the same as the Chodesh. Tein lo kol yom telo meim rechosov. You have to mention it. So the fact that Tais is pilpling about Pesul Menisa, that's a very Chanukah oriented Svar. Right?
But I'm saying we don't see that by any other thing. Right? We don't find another reason why, right? Was the Pesul Menisa by Purim?
Purim is also still Pesul Menisa. Purim is also, the Kriya Sevilla is also like Pesul Menisa. It's not the same degree as Chanukah, but also Pesul
Menisa. It seems like it would be the same reason.
Wow. Right. Maybe that's the reason I'll listen and for most right for instance. That's right. You're right. So the bottom line is that you don't really have to say I'll listen and benching. Don't tell that to your kids when they're trying to bench for 10 minutes of Shabbos. You don't really have to say it. But the Balahaski mask here, and of course that's what the minig is. Of course everybody does, everybody mentions I'll listen in the benching as fine as that.
Rabbi, using that approach. Why don't we say you only say Al Hanisim when the Chazan repeats the Shmona Esrei? But when you say Yisrael Shmona Esrei, it's not Pesumei Nisa.
It's a mistake. You're right. You don't hear it. It's not as loud. But mistake. Yeah. But we have to say that also everybody together, have a grow group together. Mistake. That's also enough of a Pesumei Nisa. It's a good question. I think mistake. That's the answer.
What about the Shvar by Al Mishra?
Oh, that's what I get. Really, I couldn't have planted you in a better place. So there's a very, very famous question that's asked as to how come in Alamichia, in Shalosh, the Gemara tells the Masechet Brachos that on Shabbos you add on Ritzev Chatzenu, and Yontav you add on Samchenu, Shalosh you add on Zachrenu, and in Chanuk and Purim, there's no mention in the Alamichia whatsoever. Why don't we say in Bola Haskim Askir? Same way that you don't have to say it in benching, but Matoib say it, why not? It's a beautiful thing, Simanisa. So too, let's go on the Simanisa. I imagine that people are making a few alamichis over the course of this Chanukah. I think everyone's probably had one or two donuts already at this point. So every time you have a donut, you have to make a new alamichia. So why not? Let's stick in into the main show, the alamichia, some kind of a zecha from Chanukah. And yet, the Gemara is clear that there is no such thing. So this is a very, very famous question that's asked. So this question was presented to me this week by one of my nephews. He sent me a whole list of questions that his Rebbe told him to work on. Some very, very complicated questions. This kid's not so old. Very, very complicated lumbish shilas about different things about near Satanica. Some of them are machliksim and be machliksa poiskim and resolve shilas about what to do. So this was on the list also. How come? So I was trying to explain to his father, to explain to him the famous answer that's given by the Brisker Rav. So I'm not sure whether, I forgot read about grade my nephew's in this one, but it's a complicated answer. But we'll try to give a little bit of a presentation because it really touches on the essence of Esther Giffen now. So the Biskirov suggested that the reason why this phenomenon existed in Halacha, that there's no mention of Alanisim or any Zeich of Alanisim in the Brach of Alamichia, is based on the Gemara Mesechus Brachas in the sixth of the Mar Mekamos. So brachas chav tesim and aleph. The Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Nachman Meshmuel, kol hashana kula mispal adam havinenu. There's a Mishnah in the fourth brach of brachas that speaks about the possibility of davening what's called havinenu. Havinenu is a short form for what's called me'ein shpana esra. What is me'ein shpana esra? It's like me'ein shalosh. You have a big, big benching. That's three real brachas. It's technically four, but no, there's three big brachas. And then there's a me'ein shalosh, a very kitzer version of a Birch Zemazel, which is called Al-Michi, Al-Eitz, Al-Yefin, etc. So you have that same model when it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, is the real Shmoneh Esrei, all Azah 18/19 brachas. Then you have Be'ein Shmoneh Esrei. Who's Davin? Whoever heard of Be'ein Davin Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei? So there's a machlek, is that Tanoim, when are you allowed to Davin Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei? Some Tanoim said, Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei is reserved for the person who mamish can Davin. Such stuff, it's such a shasachach, he can't have even 2 minutes to Davin. So they gave him a takona to Davin, a very, very kitzer version. We call it Havinenu, that's the first words of the middle brachos of that main shmoneh, right? And the other Tana says, no, you're allowed to daven whenever you want. You're not interested in davening a long shachar today, daven main shmoneh. We don't like to do that. We reserve main shmoneh for once in a lifetime kind of opportunities. But the mice, we don't really do it. But technically speaking, a person could. So comes the Gemara, the sixth Imam comes, Amar Nachman Shmuel, Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Adam Havinenu, Chutz Matzoi Shabbos Matzoi Yom Tovim. However, Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yom Tov, you cannot daven Havinenu. Why not? Because you have to mention Havdalah. You have to make a me'aim of Havdalah. How you do that? What are you going to say? So the Havineinu is, Havineinu Shemukil Adas Rechecha, something around the Shuv, you see how often I say it, Mosul Aveinu, and something, each bracha has two, three words, which to encapsulate the essence of the bracha. He says the Gemara, you're going to be, it's going to be impossible to do the Matzah Shabbos in Yom Tov. Yes, Gemara, why is it impossible? Mask Gemara is true. The Nichla Mechlov, Habineinu Hashem Elokeinu, Ma'adu B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just put it in the face of Ma'adu B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of saying the Lang and Megillah of Atachan and Tanu, which is reserved for the Rishon Esrei, say a half-baked line of Ma'adu B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then continue to Habineinu. What's the big deal? So what's this Kasha? What's it? It's a good Kasha. It's not a very good Kasha. There's a Machlekes of Rishonim, whenever the Gemara ends a sugi with the word Kasha, does the word kasha mean don't waste your time trying to find an answer? That the Amoraim decided this question is unanswerable? What does the word kasha mean? It's a really good kasha, but share ended. We had other things to do tomorrow. And by the time we started, tomorrow starts a new sugya. It's the end of this month, so we never bother answering the kasha. So that's a question. If you go down the first, it's a kasha, that's what the kasha means. So if you go down the first route, that a kasha is unanswerable, then you would be an absolute bit retarded to try to give an answer. So it's impossible to answer this question. If you go down the second route, then no, there is an answer. The Gemara just didn't share with us, but there is a logical answer. So sometimes you find Rishon will say, by golly, what's the answer? Let's think of the answer ourselves. So the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah and the Masechet Brachos in the back of the roof, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, were of the opinion that kashas can be answered, and we're going to take a stab at it to try to find what the answer is. So let's take a look at the seventh of the Maamar Kamos. It's the third line in Rabbeinu Yonah. Ev Shalom Etam Edavar. Havdalah, Tachan and Tanu is not a bracha shvur. It's not that you have 20 brachas on the Tzay Shabbos. Havdalah, Tachan and Tanu is part of a pre-existing bracha. Me'ein, whenever you have a me'ein of something, me'ein means there are 19 real brachas, and now we're going to make fake small brachas, connected those brachas. So comes Rabbeinu Yonah and says, "V'mhayu omer me'ein avdala, hayanirash avdali bracha b'fnei atzma. Kevi she'iskinu me'ein avdala, k'mo she'tik me'ein shabrachas." That it's going to undermine the whole essence of what a me'ein is. And me'ein is when you have a bracha, then you say a me'ein of that bracha. A tachan tanu is not a bracha; it's part of the bracha of a tachonim. So you already said habidein rishon l'kevi. You already gave a me'ein of that. So to superimpose a new phrase and say bracha ma'avim kodesh b'chol is going to be misleading. That's going to undermine what the model of me'ein is all about. That's the famous teretz of the Tamid Rabbeinu. If that's the case, so then says the Brisker Rav, we have to be very, very careful when we analyze the bracha of alamichya. The Gemara tells us that we stick in a ritzei on Shabbos, but we stick in a yalaviyavo on Yom. We stick in a yalaviyavo on Rosh Chodesh. Doesn't that principle undermine this Rabbeinu Yonah? Isn't this against this Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah? Because Ritzei is also not a bracha. Yalav Yavo and benching for Yom Kippur Rosh Chodesh is also not a bracha. So how can you make a me'ein of something that's not a bracha? So I understand the whole bracha of Alamichah. Alamichah, every bracha, Birchus HaMazon, that takes up a whole paragraph, takes up three or four words in Alamichah. So then how did Ritzei sneak its way in there? How did Yalav Yavo sneak its way in there? How did any of these brachas find their way into Me'ein Shalosh? So comes the Brisker Rav and says, the only way to defend this Rabbeinu Yonah is based on the Gemara, the eighth of the Maamar Kamos. It's Gemara Maseches Brachas Daf Mem Tesavim. Yosef, Rabbi Zera, Chared, Rav Gidol, Yosef, Rav Gidol, Kamei, Rav Hun, Rav Yosef, Kamei. The following statement was made. Tov lo hiske shal Shabbos. If a person is benching on Shabbos and forgot to say Ritzei, no big deal. Omer Baruch Shenasin Shabbosos LeMenucha LeYam Yisrael BeAval Oisul Bris Baruch Mekadesh Shabbos. He says B'Shem Malchus. The Gemara didn't mention. We say B'Shem Malchus. But you say Baruch Hashem Shenasin Shabbosos LeMenucha Baruch Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. So Amalei Man Amra. So he asked, who is the author? Who ever heard of this bracha? Rav said it. Hada Yosef, become a Tavlo Hiska Shal Yomtiv. What if a person is sitting on a Yomtiv and he forgot to say Yalav Yavo? No problem. Oh, me Baruch Nasa Yom Tavlo Nam Yisrael Simcha Zikaron Baruch Makadish Yisrael Vazmanim. Omalei Man Amra, who said this, Rav? Hada Yosef, become a Tavlo Hiska Shal Rosh Chodesh. Oh, me Baruch Nasa Rosh Chodesh Yisrael Vazmanim. And then the Gemara has a little bit of a technicality. Is that exactly the same as Shabbos and Yom Tov? Does it end with the Baruch Hashem? Does it not? Again, those are details right now. It's not critical for us. The bottom line is that the Gemara tells us that for the person who missed Tritzei, who missed Yalav Yavo, so you can make it up with these Hosochos, with these special brachas that Chazal instituted. So the Gemara goes a little bit further and says, well, wait a second. Don't we have a rule that tells us, let's pick it up from Omale, it's the first word law is Omale. La bitbra lover menash betachlif amrav, lo shadol shlo posach betov ha-meitiv. Va posach, Omar bitbrav, tov lo hiske shal betov ha-meitiv chozol rosh. We'll read 100% smooth. But the bottom line of the Gemara says as follows, is that b'medva mamurim, that you put in these extra brachas, these new brachas, the guy forgot Ritzei, forgot Yel Viyavo, that's assuming that you didn't start the Bracha B'Tov HaMeitiv. But if you already began the Bracha B'Tov HaMeitiv, it's too late to stick this new Bracha in. And then what do you got to do? Then you have to go all the way back to the beginning of Benjamin. You have to start the beginning of Benjamin, that Bracha, wherever you have to start. But you definitely can't just stick in the Bracha just then and there. So comes the Gemara basically tells us that there are two different sugyas, or two different tracks for the person who forgets Ritzei, the person who forgets Yalav Yavo. If you forgot Ritzei, Yalav Yavo, and Yom Tov, and you remember in time, you remember right after you said, Bona Brach, Mushalayim, Amen, what do you do? Then you just say, Baruch at Hashem, Hashem, Nosad, Shabbos, whatever that is, Baruch is, Bekadosh, Shabbos. If you already started at the Beit, then it's too late, then you have to be chosen, then you have to repeat the benching. So it comes to Mr. Rav and says, you see that Chazal instituted a bracha of Ritzei. 99.9% of the time, we don't say that bracha of Ritzei because we say Ritzei where it's supposed to be said. But Chazal did institute a concept of a bracha of Ritzei. So it's a briska Torah, says the briska Rav. There are two dinim of mentioning Shabbos and benching. The Shabbos, the Torah, has Skora. That's most of the time. The person who benches like he's supposed to is falling in the bencher. He says Ritzei in the middle of a bracha. So Ritzei that we say every Shabbos is not a bracha. It's a haskara. It's just a mentioning inside incorporated to another bracha. But Chazal did have the possibility of mentioning Shabbos as a bracha b'fnei atzma for that fellow who forgot Ritzei, but remembers in the nick of time before he begins the Tevet. He says the Pesuk Rav, that's what we do in Be'ein Shalosh. When Chazal instituted Be'ein Shalosh, and they said, okay, we're going to throw in Ritzei, Ritzei that's thrown into Be'ein Shalosh is not corresponding back to the regular saying of Ritzei for 99% of the time, because the regular saying of Ritzei is not a bracha. And remember, Rabbi Yonah told us, you only say me'ains of brachas. You don't say me'ains of askaras. So the fact that we say Ritzei, we say all those askaras that we make and stuck in the middle of Me'ein Shalosh, has nothing to do with Ritzei, nothing to do with Yalav Yavo. It's Ke'ein, the special bracha that Chazal instituted for the fellow who forgot, that we give you that little tiny window of opportunity right before Hatoiv Abeitu. That's the nature of the takon. Says the Pesuk Rav, I'll bring you a raya, that's the case. I'll bring you a raya for the Nusach HaBrach itself. If you look carefully at Al Michya, we get the Rachim Nashim Okay, so Amecha Meshlam Rachim Yatzim Meshkadev Amecha Uvnei Yerushalayim Yerkosh Barav Yameinu Valeinu Sechav Zemchei Vino Unocham Piyam Esmantua Unvarecha Lebekushif Tahara. At that point, we say Ritzei V'chasein Yom Shabbos is there. It's too late. What do you say there for? If Ritzei and Alamichya is connected with Ritzei of benching, it belongs way before that phrase. It belongs before Bonei Yerushalayim. What do you say there for Bonei Yerushalayim for? Says the Pesuk Rav, because it has nothing to do with the Ritzei of benching. It has to do with the bracha for the fellow who forgot. When is the bracha recited? That bracha is recited after Uvnei Yerushalayim, before Hatoiv HaMeitiv, which is exactly where it appears in the Al Michya. So Uvnei Yerushalayim Yakod Rav Yamein, that's the me'ein of Bonei Yerushalayim benching. Alein Sechav Zechem Racham B'yam Vechem for Tahara, Ritzei V'chatzei B'yam Shabbos is there. Kiyat Hashem Tov HaMeitiv, which is exactly where that bracha would be recited in the benching itself. So I'm not sure I break this from the Pesuk Rav. I try to explain this to a 10-year-old. That the recitation of Ritzei and Yalav Yavo and all the askaras in the middle of Alam Michya have nothing to do with Ritzei and Yalav Yavo benching. They have to do with the bracha for the fellow who forgot. That bracha was never instituted for Chanukah. There is no such bracha for Chanukah. I'll tell you why there's no bracha for Chanukah. The whole bench, the whole saying in the Chanukah is not necessary. The whole thing is that nitting beyond. You don't really have to say it. It'll be small together. So Chazal will not make you new brachas for things that don't have to be said in the first place. So since when it comes to benching, there is no bracha that you make up for the guy who missed Allah Nisim at Chanukah. So if there's no bracha to be made up, what kind of main shalosh are you going to make? What's going to be the main? Main of who? Main of what? Main of where? The main of Allah Nisim. There's no me'ain of Askaros. There's only me'ain of a brachas himself. So that was the whole razzle dazzle shukutar from the school. So when all the dust settles, we do say, let's say on Shabbos, we do say Yal B'Yavam on Rosh Chodesh, we do say Al Nisim on Hanukkah, but they're not all the same. They're not in good footing. But saying Yal B'Yavam, real chiyuvim, Al Nisim is in Bola Haskir Maskir. Even the recitation of Ritzei and Yal V'Yavo on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are not on equal footing. Ritzei is significantly more important than Yal V'Yavo and Rosh Chodesh for the following reason. In the same Gemara, in the Memtes and Brachas, the Gemara explains, what if a person goofed? We forgot to say Ritzei in benching. So you have to bench over again. What if you forgot to say Yal V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh? You do not have to repeat the benching. What's the difference? What's it? Very simple. Ritzei is for Shabbos. Shabbos, you have to wash. There's a din you have to have Suda Shabbos. No matter how you slice it, you have to have Chal on Shabbos. Whether it's a din in Gimel Sudas, whether it's a din in Kish Bakam Sudas, the Machalik Sevi Sharon, but the bottom line is you have to eat bread. Everyone agrees you have to eat bread. You have to wash your bench on Shabbos. Yalla V'yavo, Rosh Chodesh. Nobody told you to wash Rosh Chodesh. It's a nice thing. It's a minik. Like, people like to wash on Rosh Chodesh. You're not mechuyav to wash Rosh Chodesh. Not a lot of fast Rosh Chodesh, but you're not mechuyav to wash Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, you're not mechuyav to wash. You were never mechuyav to bench in the first place. You never move the bench in the first place. You miss Yalav Yavah, but the world's not going to come to an end. So yes, it's true. Mrs. Koopman is right. There are three things that are going to be said in the benching this Shabbos, but each one is a lumbish. You can spend the 20 minute shiur just explaining the difference between the three. Ritzei is such a level of chiyuv that if you miss it, so that's mamash back of the b'yav. You got to go back. Yalav Yavah Rosh Chodesh is a chiyuv gomer to say it, but if you miss it, the world won't come to an end because you don't have to wash anyway. Al Nisim and Chanukah is the least important of the three because Al Nisim was never a chiyuv altogether in benching. A chiv in tefillah was either according to Rashi or according to Rama, but in benching it never was a chiv. In Bala Haskia, Maskia, so Tachlish, follow what says the bench of, say all three, but they're very, very different.
Based off, you have to say benching over again.
So the Gemara says that if you missed the Alevi Yavah on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to. The simple reading of the Gemara is on Yontif, you do have to go back to. So there's a machlekes that we showed him what Yontif is the Gemara talking about. So we pass in Shulchan Aruch, it's talking about all the Yom Tov because there's a chiyuv to eat bread on Yontif. But there's one day in Tosfos that says that the Gemara is not talking about regular Yontif. It's talking about Leil HaSeder or the first night of Sukkos because only those Yom Tov there's a chiyuv gomer to eat bread or matzah. According to some Rishonim, we don't pass it. We miss that even on a Shavuos.
The Al Nisim of Purim is the same thing for Chanukah. In other words, the Suda there is fear.
So, right, so that Al Nisim of Purim gets a little bit tricky. Pashur Pshat is that it should be the same. I mean, we always wait Chanukah and Purim. There are some wives out there, a big chumr, that say if you missed Al Nisim on Purim, maybe you have to go back because you had to have a Suda. Although it's far from clear that Suda's Purim requires bread. The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, when he quotes the menu for Suda's Purim, he says, Ketzel Chavez Suda'zu. So the Rambam talks about the basar and the ayin and all the matam and all the good yummy food, and the Rambam doesn't say you have to wash. So that's a question whether this is a chiyuv gomer to actually wash the Suda's Purim. That's somewhat of an open question. Okay? All right.
I was sure that she was going to be on 100 with a grid.